Do not fear, little ones, for I have given you a spirit of no fear, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And know this, that no matter what that He would send or what you would encounter in the days ahead, that what you've already been empowered with is more, much more, and beyond your comprehension more than enough to sustain you and to walk on in absolute authority and victory, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Mandekaraso. Dinamalonsoto. Hallelujah. How great is your love, Lord. How great is your love. It perfect love casts out fear. I exalt you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's no fear. No fear in your love, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus, we exalt you. How many just appreciate the presence? And I know you were really appreciating it, because I could feel you just kind of milking it for everything it was worth. Hey, you know what I like about this bunch? Matt can turn the music off and you just keep worshiping. Hallelujah. Man, I love good music. And I believe we're going to have it in heaven. But whether you have it or you don't have it, the music is within. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I magnify you, Jesus. There's nothing that we want to do right now except serve you. Serve you with intimacy. Yes, sir. So He told me to tell you what He said to me today. I was worshiping Him like I always do, and I kind of let Him, I do let Him order my day. So I'll have a number of hours. Usually Monday's a short day. So I'll do whatever church business needs to be done. I'll go over the secretary that's the accountant and those kind of things. So, but I'll get a few hours in. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is my longer days. And I'll do a little bit on Saturday. And then, of course, Sunday, getting ready for church, I'll do a little bit. And so I'm always conscious, not in a legalistic sense, but conscious of the hours that I put in. But I was spending time, and I'd already spent some hours already, and I went back to the house, and I was looking for Dave's letter because I just felt like the Holy Spirit wanted me to read it. And I had read it, and it was some things I was already contemplating and been meditating right over here. I think I got out after the rain and come back over, whatever. But I was sitting there, and that new Terry McCallum CD that Matt brought us the other day was playing, and I got caught up. And I wanted to be caught up. Now, before I got caught up, though, I could see a place in Him. And I saw this place in Him, and it wasn't just my place. Here's the exciting part. It wasn't just me. It was something available to every born-again believer. And it was something available not... Well, let me say this first. This place, once you attained it, it caught you up into a place where all of your surroundings was nothing but God. It had the innate ability to just crush. You know, the word says anointing breaks the yoke. See, if you don't get under the anointing at some point, you'll carry just inadvertently, and I say that inadvertently, like you don't wish to, but unbeknowing to you, you'll carry a membrane, a shroud, a film, a dust, a covering. Select a word that fits you, your vernacular. Something that's there that you don't realize it's there that inhibits your going forward full speed ahead. Like where you feel the emotion of God and you feel the motion as in you can feel His strength with you. And you know, just any 1 5-minute segment under that anointing breaks that yoke. Now see, that's what He told me. I saw it and I said, I could see it like a place where He really wanted to take me. And He wanted to take me, now get this now, not me, but I saw I was, it was it for everybody. He'd bring us up into a place and suspend us there to a place where just during that envelope, during that time, everything got washed off of us. It was like we were suspended in it and it renewed us, it refreshed us, it overflowed us with everything that we needed. It removed the scourge of the world and it removed anything impending that Satan was trying in his diverse operation to move and overshadow us. It just washed it all away. But here's the wonderful part. This was not accessible. He wasn't saying it was accessible by fasting, by long hours of prayer. In fact, what He said to me just blessed me because I saw this place and then I remembered this. He always told me, He said, anything that I ever show you is yours to have. I'm not showing you something that you can't have and something that's not readily available. So a lot of times I'd see a place like that, be mesmerized by it, adore it, and like, oh God, I can't wait till I get there the next time I go into a seeking time. And He was trying to say, no, no, no. This is what He said. This is the least of my operations. For you to go to this place and you tell my people, you tell them, this is not, this is, I'll tell you how least, if I, help me Holy Spirit, because the words, He said, this is so common, may not be the best word, it'd be so accessible on a daily basis for you as a believer. It's not the revival, He said. It's what I want you to go to the revival in. Hallelujah. See, what you're after, let me tell you what you're after, and I saw this. What you're after is that one segment every day where you enter into that place of intimacy and the anointing floods your spirit and it breaks the yoke and bondage. That's what you're after. Now, I'm a prayer man and you guys know how much I talk about prayer. The flip side of that is when you talk about prayer as much as we do, you'll commonly, very, very commonly, you'll have a spirit that'll come after you that if you really start praying, then he'll come with legalism. And if you're not up to what the goals that you set, he'll tell you your prayers can't get answered. And that's a lie from hell. But I'm telling you not, I'm telling you what you're after. If you'll let me have that license, this is what you're after. The essence of your day is not after the hours. Now, how be it, the more time you can spend in His presence, just automatically will edify you and bless you. But what you're really after is that one moment in time where all of you is poured out into Him and all of Him's poured out into you and all of His anointing in whatever you're doing at the time, worship, magnifying Him or whatever, if He spills over into you and that euphoria of the Word just enters into you and the revelation opens up your life, every single day is provided that moment in time for you to go into His glory and for Him to wash this world off of you, break the yokes that come on you and equip you to go into a place where only His glory is taking us. Hallelujah. Listen, it's that place of intimacy. It's that place of fellowship. And I'll tell you this, those of you know that know what I'm talking about, I'd rather have a 1 minute. Do you know, in His presence, in that place of euphoria, that's the only word I can think of. It's so intimate. That one moment, I don't know if it's a minute, that one moment can seem like it lasts a lifetime. And it can prepare you for not only the rest of your... And here's the thing. The more your spirit begins to develop on a daily basis to go in and find that touch from the Father where He comes down. Listen, we teach around here enduring prayer. We teach you how to go to war and endure in the battles and get down in the trenches. But what you're after, what you're really after, it's not the hours. What you're really after is intimacy with the Father. And that one moment in time could equal days and weeks of just nonchalant going through a routine and just counting the clock and just saying, oh, okay, I'm going to put my 30 minutes in or my hour in or my time in the Word. What you're after is Him to come and endow you with all that He is, because He is your Father. Hallelujah. He wants to break the yoke. Oh God, this is good stuff. If you can catch it, see, if you can't catch it, it's not you, it's my inadequacy to get it over to you. But a one moment, 1 minute, 1 minute is co-equal to a week's worth of you just going through a routine of prayer. 1 minute. I don't know where that value's at. Maybe a second underneath that place of intimacy equals, I don't know, maybe it equals a lifetime. It's so wonderful. That's what you seek after daily. Really? Yeah, He said seek peace and pursue it. I'm talking about a baptism in His peace. You can pursue this. You can know that it's all right. This emotion is worth having. And let me tell you something about it. It is so conducive that it envelopes your spirit. It finds a slot in your spirit. Your spirit wants more of it, so that the next day you can't go through any mundane routine type of, okay, let's just go through class now. Let me go through class. Let's go through a routine check. Okay. You've got to, what it'll do is you'll just get in there and you say, my God, I haven't felt it yet. I've got to feel this again. And if you don't feel it that day, you'll get so hard-nosed about it because it'll be like an addiction. I mean, there's no cocaine on the street. There's no crack on the street that'll get as addictive. And once your spirit finds it, it'll do whatever it takes to have that same fix the next day. But you know, here's the good part about it. Once it finds it, it's easy. Do you know, once your spirit starts getting tender, and once it cries a little bit under that presence, it's not too hard to find it the next day. And it's like you get on a roll. It's like you find a slot. It's like that spirit finds a place to open up. Submission is what He's wanting. You guys know, I don't have to apologize to anybody about teaching you guys on enduring prayer and getting in there and meditating the Word 150, 200 times. But I'm telling you, what He wants is all of it is for one purpose. Even if you're in the Word, it's not just so you can say, I've done this 100 times. It's so at some point in that Word, it empties over in you. And that epiphany that the world calls, revelation fills your spirit. That's what it's all about for that one moment in time. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. If people will find this, their addictions, it will trade their weaknesses and addictions. It will trade superfluity of naughtiness. And I'm saying, not saying this in a condemning sense. Holy Spirit, help me. Anything that men that are going through things and they're wrestling with their flesh, if they can find that place, It will ease that pain. It will take all those things. It will replace any weakness of the flesh with that sufficiency that is in that anointing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If they can find, I'll tell somebody here what you need to do. You need to spend an hour. You need to spend an hour reading the Word, worship, doing the. But listen, if it's done in mechanics, if it's done right, eventually it'll take you to this place I'm describing. But if it's done in mechanics, it'll last a lot longer. What you're after is that place of breakthrough where He comes. And in a moment's time, how long does it take? When I got caught up today, I think it was, I don't know how long it was, 15 minutes. To me, it was as good. It felt like all of 3 or 4, maybe fasts of 2 or 3 weeks long. I don't know how to describe it. Maybe that's not the... Do you understand what I'm trying to say? What you're after is not time. You're after that moment in time with Him. Hallelujah to God. It's called intimacy. Hallelujah to God. We love You, Jesus. We worship You, Jesus. I exalt You and praise You. Magnify You. So He wanted me to tell you that. And He wanted me to tell you again, I'm not talking about something, you say, Pastor, boy, it'll be good when we get to that. I don't know what word to use. Common's not a good word, maybe, but He wanted you to know that what I'm saying to you is not revival stuff. It's stuff that's supposed to be expected. It's the manna that's supposed to be expected on a common. He told me, He said, this is the least of My operations. As in where I'm taking you to. As in elementary. This is elementary. This is the square one. You should tell the people to go for that and expect that every single day that they live. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, I'm not a kind of guy that says, okay, any amount of time, 2 minutes versus 2 hours or 5 hours, because I believe the more you get into it. But let me say this. Kenneth Hagin, I remember him talking about this. He said, I learned through repetitiveness. He said, I learned how to submit. You know, very few of us know how to just relax and to submit to the Holy Ghost. Because we have so much an agenda. We want to petition Him. Sometimes we have our own flesh sitting there thinking, God, I want to just talk to You about this because I want to submit myself to You and I want to change and I want to make sure I'm in order in this thing. That's wonderful. That's noble. But you know what He'd really rather? He'd rather you just be quiet and let Him wash over you. Because He knows, doctor knows what is best. He does. And Kenneth Hagin said, he said, I prayed with men. And he said, I could find that vein in a few minutes when it take other guys hours of prayer. He said, I could just step right into it. It's a vein. It's a place. The more you learn it, the more you learn that place of intimacy. It's a slot. It's a good kind of, you say it like this old country boy, it's a wallered out place in your spirit. Hallelujah. All right. That's what you seek for. I'm not telling you that tears, because I've seen a lot of, see, here's the dichotomy. I've seen a lot of people cry when they didn't mean it. But I'm talking about worshipers. Worshipers. You're not crying in that place of intimacy to get somebody to see you. But seek Him until you do feel something. And we don't have to apologize around here about teaching you that you walk on when you don't feel anything. But I'm talking about keep on going until you feel this stuff. Hallelujah to God. Glory to God. If you can squeeze one tear, if you hadn't cried in a while, and you can squeeze one tear out of that private place of worship, guess what? It won't be long. There'll be a faucet that'll open up. Glory be to God. Do I have to cry to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit? No. But tears are the fruit of the nature that part in you that's just wanting to submit. I want to get lost in Him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, He'll wash through His tears all of my inadequacies away. Hallelujah. How are we going to go to revival? I don't know. I think this is a good start right here. Hallelujah, Jesus. I exalt You and worship You. I glorify You, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Glorify You. Oh, how many of you would like to sing another song and lift up your hands? Hallelujah. This aggravates me so much. Meditate that word. And then He just goes another place. Not really, it doesn't. Hallelujah. I love You, Jesus. He's trying to prepare us for the outpouring, so just go ahead and enter in. We exalt You, Jesus. He said what you're feeling and what you've just explained, and the ones that were, and everybody catching it. He said that it can be imparted like wherever I'm going to, wherever You're helping me, praying for me. I realize, hey, You're out there with me. You're praying for me and I'm praying for You. I call You out before the Lord often. But You can't necessarily, as mommies and daddies and business women and men, spending the hours. But He's given me grace too. And so whatever He's given me, when He says, and I can feel it, whew, I can feel this grace like something that would come on you. And not only you could understand it here, and you said amen to it, but you can feel it working in here. See, the world has a coping mechanism. And I really don't blame them too much, although I'm not condoning it. But the world will say, hey, look, you know, I'm not hurting anybody. I'm going to have I'm going to have a sundowner. Not going to get drunk, just pour me one to take the edge off. Sleep better. We're not telling you that's what you need to start doing. We're telling you He's provided a way in the Spirit that so supersedes that, that if you'll step into it on a daily basis, the fight won't be the fight like you know it. He can give you a sundowner in the spirit realm that just washes all that off on a daily basis. And it's one thing to nobly keep going. It's another thing to feel the strength of Him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. This isn't revival. This is what we get to go to revival in. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's worth it, isn't it? Hallelujah. Palakro solo. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I just wanted to share something just real quick. As Bronk was sharing all that he was sharing that the Lord had shared with him, I was thinking about, have you ever held a baby in your arms or a little child that's not yours, but you're just holding that child and you know that the parent or the person that is the one that takes care of this child has to come and take it away from you? I'm holding a baby and it's like I'm holding this child and I'm thinking, I just love this baby so much, and just giving it all this tender, loving care, and don't want to put it down, just want to keep holding it. And it, as I begin to think about that, it's like the Lord, we want to sit at His feet and drink from that cup. He wants to do that same thing to us, but so many of us won't let ourselves stay in His arms long enough for Him to give us that tender touch. And He's there for us whenever we want it. It's not like we have to drift away. But I just began to think about that, about how that so many people don't take the time to just be in His arms. A little child doesn't have a choice. You know, they have to go. And it breaks your heart. And that's the heart that you feel toward that child is like the heart that the Father has toward us. And it breaks His heart for us just to stay out there and not get up in His lap and let Him hold us. And I think that's that groove, that's that place where we need to get. If it's just for the moment, like Bronk was saying, just give Him that moment to give us that touch, because we'll remember that. And that little child that you may have been loving on, they're going to come running back to you. They're going to want to get it back up in your lap and want you to love them again, because they feel that true love. That's all.
Hallelujah. How many of you have already had a wonderful time tonight? Thank you for staying in the Spirit with me. How many of you know that if you follow Him, it'll do well. And it's not that I don't prepare. I prepare many hours in the Word sometimes, but this is His church. It's His revival. And the things that were being witnessed to you through that prophecy, when I step up here and something's in my heart, you know, He just takes over. And I'm learning. I've been learning for 10 years, 12 years, and all of you that are teachers or exhorters, you just know that if you don't stick to a script, you can have something. It's good to be prepared. But it's like if you'll flow, you can feel Him. He's it's like those baby bumpers in the bed. So they don't bump their head. He don't swat you when you start going the wrong way, but you just feel like it eases off the anointing. But you just move back in here. That's where it's at. And you bump yourself over here if you want to try to stick to a script when He doesn't want you to stick there. He won't slap you. He won't even leave you. He'll just ease off on the anointing a little bit. And that's the way He teaches you. Well, I haven't arrived, but I like it when I can just stay right in the middle of the crib. Just keep going. Oh. Hallelujah. I've bumped around too much before. I had something I wanted to say, and I was going to say it, bless God, no matter what. Hallelujah. So you're praying for me, I'm praying for you. We have a good time, don't we? This will help you. It's helping me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come out Friday nights. And if you really, what our Friday nights are, the Lord really kind of showed me. At this point in time, you know, I was kind of hoping more for, and it wasn't necessarily anything that He'd commanded or said. It's just I love prayer. You love prayer. You're out here because you love going forward. So I think at some point in time, He's going to turn our Friday nights into more of a pure vein of intercession. At least I'd like to see it that way. But right now, at best, what it is, and it is a good thing at best, it's a good confession service. And we have worship that leads us up to confession. And then I can feel, what I like to feel is the anointing. I like to know where it's making its power pack. So the best part of our Friday night, the most power that it's producing or importance in the kingdom, is our confessions over our city. That's the best thing it's doing right now. Now, it may turn in, and if he raises it up later, but we do invite you, and you can come, and if you haven't got all your edification in, because afterwards, we turn everybody loose that wants to pray, to just edify themselves, pray in tongues. It hasn't really turned into an intercession service yet. It probably will down the road, when the Holy Spirit can raise it up. Some people just soon do their intercession or their edification at home. That's fine too. I'm kind of one of those. You know, my best, I like praying with you guys. I really like confessing with you guys. That's what I. But if somebody usually says, "Pastor, can I pray with you?" I'll say, "Okay, I'll let you for a little bit." I like praying. Really, I like praying and meditating and all that stuff. In an intimate place. Now, when the intercession comes on, there'll be a bunch of us laying around up here, not praying out of order where we're, you know, disturbing one another. But I think it's going to turn into that in the future. But if you want to come and spend a little time afterwards, I usually, and now this is no boast, I'm just saying this because I was trying to, I think I was kind of trying to make it something that it hadn't developed into. I wanted to try to stay and solicit anything that went that way, like an intercession. But I'll stay even after our after our confession, because, hey, I just love to pray. That's a good thing. But usually my time of the hours that he's asked me has already been, you know, I pretty much got them in for the week by Friday. Now, I'll do some on Saturday a little bit, you know, unless I spend all day just with the family. And that's all right, too. But what I'm saying is this. Edification, which is you simply praying in tongues, if you wanted to stay after and spend a couple hours doing that, that's great, too. But right now, the best that Friday night's doing, and that where it's got its wallop at in the Spirit, is in the worship prior to, and us standing and confessing, calling in the lost. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So come out and be a part of that. And if you want to do whatever after that, that's between you and the Lord. And if you've got your time in, that's good. It really hasn't turned into an intercession service yet. It probably will. It'll escalate as time goes on. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I exalt you, Jesus. Woo! How many of you feel good? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And if you don't feel good, act like you feel good. Be hypocritical about it. Be hypocritical to your flesh. You don't owe your flesh nothing. If it says you feel bad, say, "I'm going to act opposite. I'm going to be a hypocrite towards you." Hallelujah. I'm going to put on. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.